Our next storyteller, Leslie Kleinfeld, has quite a bit of experience on the stage, although I'm not sure she's had to tell a true story before, but I think she's up to the task. Let's welcome Leslie.
You're not the right kind of Jew. That's how my parents' marriage started out. My father was an Ashkenazi of Polish origin, and he spoke Yiddish. My mother was Sephardic of Greek origin, and she spoke Ladino. What's the difference? Why are they not the right kind of Jew? Well, the only difference I could figure was I only speak English. We kept a kosher home, though, so that my father's parents could come and eat at our home. And frankly, it was a pain in the ass, because it's a lot of work. But my favorite moments in those kosher days was when my nona, my mother's mother, would come and visit, and she would create kosher chaos. She would mix the meat and the dairy all together, a spoon from here, a dish from there, a saucer, a platter, totally mix them all up, and just make us laugh. So we realized then we couldn't take that too seriously. You know, being raised as a Jew means that we question everything. So I did. Mom, how can there be a God when there's Hitlers in the world who destroy millions of people, including our ancestors, on both sides? Mom, how can there be a God when we have this mess called Vietnam? And my mother would say, you are a Jewess. Be proud of that. And I'd say, no, I'm an American. Wars get fought in the name of religion. What good is that? So my father, as a teenager, tried to send me to Israel, kind of get me out of his hair. And, you know, marry a nice little Jewish boy, or find a nice Jewish boy. And I wasn't having any of that. But in my 20-somethings, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, he's paying the bill. I like to travel. Okay, I'll take you up on the offer, but on my terms. So as I got ready to go to Israel, and I was packing, my mom came in and said, Leslie, I would like you to take this note and tuck it into the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. The Wailing Wall? Okay, fine. Whatever that meant. But it seemed to be important to her. So I stuffed her note in my stuff, in my pack. It was March 1974 in Jerusalem, an incredible time of celebration. Jews were celebrating Passover and retelling the story of the Exodus from Egypt. Catholics were reenacting the story of Easter and the resurrection of Jesus. And did you know, by the way, that Jesus was celebrating the Passover Seder as his Last Supper? Just thought I'd add that in. It was raining, and so I donned my hiking boots, pair of pants, and a big red poncho that ensconced my whole body. And I took off for the plaza that leads up into the Wailing Wall. And I had my head down because it was raining. And I headed into the plaza and realized that it was just teeming with thousands of people. They were like packed in like sardines. And so I wormed my way through, and all of a sudden, the shoes, they're all men's shoes. Shit. A woman could get stoned for being on the wrong side. So, I decided to cut my losses, get off of that side, and go to the other side, because if push came to shove, if I had to prove my gender, I knew I could. So, I got myself onto the woman's side, and I wormed my way through and approached the wall. And I just looked at this thing. It's just a wall. But it's over 4,000 years old, and it's the last remnants of the ancient, sacred, original Jewish temple in Jerusalem. And I just stood there, mostly in awe of the fact that it was humongous. Each block was so huge, I couldn't imagine how anyone 4,000 years ago could have stuck those blocks up on top of each other with the technology that they had 4,000 years ago, or at least I think they have. I thought, my God, what an engineering feat. Meanwhile, everyone around me is wailing, and I'm like wondering, what is all that about? So I pull out my note, and I start to look for a place to put my mother's note. There's no place to put it. There are millions of notes stuck in every single crack and cranny of the railing wall. And so I get up on my tippy toes, and I finally find one little spot, and I cram the note in. And it's like, okay, great, mission accomplished. Mom's note's tucked away, and I go to leave. And then it happened. 4,000 years of heritage and ancestry and history came flooding up through my feet, welling up through my heart, and just coming out of every emotional pore in my body. And I wailed. I wailed for all of those lost during the Spanish Inquisition. And I wailed for all the people lost in the Polish pogroms. And I sobbed for all the people lost in the Holocaust. And I cried for my Sephardic cousins who were lost as freedom fighters in Greece during World War II. And I wailed, and I wailed, and I wailed. I don't know how long I hugged the wall, but when I finally dried my tears, I had this profound sense of who I was and where I came from. And I recognized that I didn't have to buy into the dogma, but that indeed I could be still a proud Jewess. And I have never stopped asking the hard questions. Thank you.